Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 282. Can the Gospel ever lighten the earth with glory? How can the Gospel ever truly lighten the earth with glory? How can it capture the attention of earth's billions? Many are too poor and hungry even to want to understand it. Others are too pleasure-loving to care about it. Yet God has promised that His Gospel is not going to die out in a whimper. In Matthew 24, verse 14, Jesus promised, "This Gospel of the Kingdom will be preached in all the world for a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." And He promises in Revelation 18, verses 1-4, that the full message of the pure Gospel is yet to lighten the earth with glory. A wise person has written, "The honest children of God everywhere will respond. They will sever the bands which have held them. Family connections, church relations, are powerless to stay them now. Truth will be more precious than all besides. A large number take their stand upon the Lord's side." Zechariah tells us of that day, people will write their friends in other cities and say, "Let's go to Jerusalem, that's a symbol of the church, to ask the Lord to bless us. I'm going. Let's go now." 10 men from 10 different nations will clutch at the coat sleeves of one Jew, a child of God, and say, "Please be my friend, for I know that God is with you." Well, it all seems impossible now, with so many people totally absorbed in want, work, or pleasure. But the Lord Jesus Christ gave His blood for the salvation of this world. Satan cannot win the great controversy between Christ and Satan. Revelation pictures Christ as the bleeding Lamb of God, who alone of any being in the universe can open the mysterious seven seals of cosmic destiny. That message of the Lamb, the message of His sacrifice on His cross, this will lighten the earth with glory. Is it lighting your own heart with glory today? Don't get left behind.